Fluke and Lindsey Alt Morning Show, 801-570-1019. There are occasionally some angry people when our angry woman Joy comes on. Mm-hmm. But she's talking about something that we should all be talking about, which is cultural appropriation in our Halloween costumes. And we asked Joy, is it cool if white girls go as Moana? Here's what she had to say.
You white devils got your mini devils stealing all these various cultural attributes and characteristics. Okay. You starting about young white devils. They're trying to be Chinese. They took Mulan. They're trying to be Arab. They took Jasmine. They're trying to be Indian. They took Pocahontas. Now they're trying to be Polynesian with Moana. I'm confused. Why don't you be your damn self? Why don't you be your regular pasty white bread mayonnaise eating self?
Hey, I just have a quick comment. I know this might be rude and insane, but because it's Halloween?
Yeah.
No. You did learn one lesson, white devils. Nobody's dressing up like the Disney princess Tiana. Because they got to put on blackface.
Right.
The only people doing that is the Weber High School cheerleaders. They're doing it. They're just their Tiana this year. Unless you're a U of U student and you know how to make a poster. They're the only ones dressed up like Tiana. What? I'm wrong? Dear white people, stop dressing up, period. Okay? You can't get it right. Stop dressing up, period. Unless you are one of these three occupations. A Comic-Con character. If you are a furry.
Uh-huh.
If you go LARPing. If you are a porn star. Or if you are white hot dressing up like Lil Wayne, Lil Jon, or Lil Kim.
Why does white hot get a pass?
Why does he get you?
Yeah.
Stop dressing up white people. Cut it out.
It's awesome.
So you get a pass, white hot.
That makes me so happy.
Yeah,
know?
We don't know why, but you just get one.
I don't understand why either, to be completely honest. But
I mean, I think the question is, you know, have you bailed on your Halloween costume this year because cultural appropriation? Have you had to change it up kind of midstream?
Right.
And this includes moms that go, oh, I can't. Look, I know you want to be Moana, sweetie, but like, if you look racist, then I look racist.
Right. So we're not going to do that.
So we're not going to do that. But, you know, let us know if it's affected you. Do you want to hear what Joy is going to be for Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
Colin Kaepernick, I'm going to scare all the white people in Daybreak. I got me a 1965 Angela Davis wig with a power fist comb in it. I got the mask. I got the jersey. It's going down.
One thing that's missing, totally appropriate. By the way, are there any white people out there that are planning as going as Colin Kaepernick this Halloween?
Because it would be a great costume, but you can't do it because you can't do it.
No, I don't think you
can't.
You 100% cannot do it. Now, if you're doing the Colin Kaepernick costume, though, perfect accessory. The bench.
Yeah, you have to have
the bench with you. Have the bench attached
to your butt.
Oh, that's the best.
Oh, it's so perfect.
All right, let's continue with an hour commercial-free Imagine Dragons on 101.9. Just a young